Well, with warnings that gas and electricity prices are set to rise in the coming months, energy and its cost is in the spotlight once again. We'll hear from energy economist Niall Farrell in a moment. But first, our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has been asking people in Leixlip in County Kildare about their electricity costs.
Horrific, same as last year. Cost of living hasn't come down. I think it's awful. We don't know what the energy bill is going to be every week. It could be anything.
And they've gotten rid of the energy credit then as well. So what do you think about that?
Well, that was a short-term measure. I think that's a bandage over a problem that's, you know, not going to be solved with short-term measures. It has to be looked at long-term.
Yeah, it just seems to be high for high sake.
My husband and I both work and we make a decent amount. But with all the increases, it looks like we're struggling, really. But we do need more help if things are going to keep going up. Like, my salary is not going up with the rate of inflation.
They've been about the same. They've always been.
So you haven't noticed them going higher or lower or anything like that?
No, I just renegotiate my electricity and got it discounted, so it was fine.
Would you always do that?
Oh, yeah, I've got a timer set. I have my phone every year to renegotiate.
Noticed a big increase, yeah.
Oh, and has it been kind of significant, or would it put you under any kind of pressure?
Yeah, I think it's doubled, like, in the last 3-4 months, I think. I just noticed them come in the other day, yeah.
Well, our energy provider now has recently put the prices up, so I'm actually in the process of looking around for a better deal.
And would you usually do that?
No, I was very, very bad at doing that, and I only recently realised that loyalty doesn't get you any points anymore with companies. The new customers seem to get the better deals all the time and lock in for a year or two.
Gavin O'Callaghan speaking to people in Leixlip there. Well, we've been speaking to Niall Farrell, an energy and environmental economist with the Economic and Social Research Institute. I started by asking him why Ireland has some of the highest energy costs in the EU.
The price of gas on wholesale markets plays a huge factor in the price of our gas, of course, and also of our electricity prices. And in the last few months in particular, you know, we've heard about increases in prices by companies like SSE, and that's probably driven by fluctuations on the wholesale market. And the last few months, the price of gas in the wholesale market has been higher than it has been in previous months. There are a few factors leading into that. In particular, if we think about gas demand and supply at a European level, there was a slightly colder winter maybe than there was in previous years. So this has increased demand over the past few months. But also there's going to be a hangover of that over the next few months, because these are the months where we sort of fill up our supplies of our stores of gas in Europe over the next few months, and we'll have an increase in demand. So an increase in demand leads to an increase in price, and we might see higher prices on the wholesale market going into the future. Now, whether that leads to an increase in retail prices depends on how exposed different firms are to these wholesale fluctuations. I suppose a key point to remember is that since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, we've sort of been more heavily reliant on imported gas, LNG gas, at a European level. And any change in demand will lead to changes in prices. And when we're now more reliant on LNG gas, well, we're much more sensitive to changes in prices. So these sort of fluctuations in demand will have a much greater impact on price until we sort of can wean ourselves off gas to a greater extent.
There have been plans announced for a new LNG storage facility by the government as part of its energy security plan. What kind of long-term impact might something like that have?
I think the main impact of the LNG facility will be more in terms of security as opposed to maybe prices. So at the moment, we get our gas via Great Britain. It comes via pipelines via Great Britain. That's all fine if everything is going to plan. But we are exposed if there was some sort of impact that would limit the gas that was coming through the Great Britain source. So this sort of gives us more diversification. If it means that we're not just reliant on those supplies, we have supplies coming from another source potentially.
If some of those exposures that you mentioned don't change, I mean, are we seeing more increases in prices potentially on the way?
Depends on how each of the firms are exposed to wholesale prices. And essentially, it's when did they strike the deal. So if you're SSE, I would imagine they've maybe set a price for a certain amount of their supply maybe a few months ago, but a lot of it maybe is determined on prices that are happening now. And that's why they have to maybe respond more immediately to changes in the wholesale market and change the prices that the consumers face. Whether other firms will follow suit or not remains to be seen. And it depends on how exposed they are to current prices. Taking out my crystal ball, I'd say we might see something in the next couple of weeks. But there could be a scenario where they might have locked in a lot of their supply at lesser prices. And if this wholesale market prices fluctuation is more in the short term, well, then they might be able to ride out the storm and without any sort of increase in prices.
Well, as those prices potentially rise, more people will presumably be pushed into arrears. What kind of supports could help people over the course of the coming months, Niall?
There is a motivation there to have some sort of support and to incorporate energy prices in the wider social policy to help tackle poverty. If we had to tweak our welfare system to try and accommodate these increases in prices, what form should that sort of support take? There's pros and cons to using energy credits. They're quick. You can get them out there very quickly and they help everybody. By helping everybody, you help those who are less well off, but you also are giving money towards people who maybe may not necessarily need the extra bit of help. It gets us there in short time, but maybe it's more expensive and it can also sort of drive inflation. If you're putting money in people's pockets who don't necessarily need extra money, well, that can go towards increasing the prices of goods and services. So there is sort of scope for a more targeted approach. We have many policy levers at our disposal to try and help those who are less well off. And if we can identify those who are most affected by increasing prices, who puts most pressure on, well, then we can tweak our tax and welfare system to give the assistance where it's required. And we get more bang for our buck, essentially. We get more for every euro of public expenditure we give out, we get greater social benefit in terms of helping those who need it the most.
What are the chances, or how long might it take for energy prices to return to pre-pandemic, pre-Ukraine war levels?
We're in a sort of a new equilibrium. So the energy price crisis has sort of turned into an energy price equilibrium where we've sort of settled at a higher price. And really what determines the price of energy, gas directly, but also electricity, is the wholesale price of gas. And really, when we look at the fundamentals and the cost of the gas that we're consuming, the cost base is higher. That liquefied natural gas, the LNG that's coming in, that's sort of bolstering our supplies, that's more expensive than what we were getting before. And the gas in general is more expensive than what we were getting before. So as long as we are reliant on gas, we are reliant on a source that is more expensive than it was pre-energy crisis. The solution is to try and move away as much as we can from that gas and really increase our reliance on renewables.
Niall Farrell there from the ESRI.